The Eastern European nation of Belarus has been plunged into the center of Russia's conflict with Ukraine, both by its borders and by its Putin-linked president, Alexander Lukashenko, who stands accused of aiding Russian attacks on Ukraine. As the country of 9 million grapples with both the fallout from the war in Ukraine and its dictatorial leader, our White House correspondent Liz Landers spoke to the Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya about the state of the nation and Belarusians' hope for democracy.
In Belarus, a Russian-linked strongman is pushing his nation to the precipice of conflict, having deployed over 1,000 soldiers, special operations forces, and border guards to the nation's southeast border with Ukraine. As Ukraine's war with Russia rages on through its fifth year right next door. At a government meeting this week, President Lukashenko pushed for more militarization.
Pass on my order, everyone who does not know how to work, to join the army and to the southern border, to the forest. This is where our guys, special operations forces, are deployed along the Ukrainian border by my order. That's where they'll go, to the army, as ordinary soldiers.
Just weeks after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Belarus of waging war.
They have been doing this since the first days of this war. When the full-scale war started, rockets attacked us, killed children and adults, and you know that in large numbers. Missiles flew from Belarus on its territory along two regions bordering Ukraine. There is equipment that directs fire on the Ukrainian population. There are civilians there.
Accusations that Lukashenko denied.
We do not need to get involved in a war, so there is no need to push us towards it.
But despite reassurances, the country's leading opposition figure says it's a farce.
The Belarusian regime is already involved in this war, but not because Belarusians chose it, but because Lukashenko chose to serve Putin. You know, he allowed Russian forces to invade Ukraine from Belarusian territory. He provides military infrastructure, logistics, fuel, factories, and political cover.
Svetlana Tikhanovskaya ran for president in 2020 after her husband, Sergei Tikhanovsky, was arrested on the eve of his own campaign. She took up his fight. Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory with over 80% of votes. Tikhanovskaya and the international community called it rigged.
Lukashenko is not the president. In 2020, he lost elections. It's a person who seized his power, but he, trying to serve Russia because Russia is the source of his political survival.
The election sparked mass protests. Hundreds of thousands of Belarusians took to the streets to protest his rule and were met with violence. Security forces arrested over 37,000 protesters, crushing the demonstrations. Tikhanovskaya says that state brutality continues today.
The level of repressions in Belarus for 6 years already reminds Stalin's time repression, because every day for this period of time, people are detained, like daily. We still have at least 800 political prisoners behind bars, and every day new people are detained.
Alexander Lukashenko first rose to power this week 31 years ago, a Soviet apparatchik winning the first free election in Belarus since independence. He has remained in power since, Europe's longest-serving leader derided as the continent's last dictator.
How dependent is Lukashenko on Putin for retaining his power in Belarus? And if Putin goes, does Lukashenko last?
Lukashenko understands if Putin is weakened, you know, his power is end. Because, since 2020, Lukashenko has traded Belarus sovereignty for Kremlin support, allowing Russia to invade all the spheres of Belarusian life, like media, military, economy, just to survive. Lukashenko is a lost case. He will serve to Russia's interest to Putin because his own power depends on this support.
And since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine began in 2022, that dependence has only grown. By 2025, Belarus now relies on Russia for over half of its exports and imports, primarily Russian oil and gas at a subsidized price. Tikhanovskaya says that Belarus is getting dragged into the war in Ukraine because Lukashenko chose to serve Putin.
Belarusians overwhelmingly reject direct participation in the war. They don't see Ukrainians as enemies, and we understand that the fates of Ukraine and fates of Belarus are interlinked. We face the same enemy, imperialistic ambitions of Russia, and both of our countries want freedom, independence, and want European track of development.
And to achieve that, she says, they need help from the West.
What message do you have for President Trump about Belarus's future and goals for democracy?
We ask America to support Ukraine, because supporting Ukraine and Belarus is not charity. It's one of the smartest investments America can make in its own security. Because if Putin succeeds in Ukraine, he will not stop there. But if it is stopped in Ukraine and Belarus becomes free, America will have a safer Europe, a stronger NATO, and a much weaker Kremlin. You know, I really remain optimistic.
Two nations tied by European dreams and Russian entanglement, one fiercely fighting to keep its democracy, and one that dreams it will finally see it one day, despite a brutal crackdown. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Liz Landers.